For those of us who cover Capitol Hill daily, the news this morning of Senator Edward Kennedy's death has more meaning than just its political impact. It's a little bit personal as well. Ted Kennedy, the Lion of the Senate, was known for his kindness, for always having time to talk to the freshman senator, just learning the arcane ways of the august body. Well, Kennedy was just as kind, just as accessible to rookie reporters. I remember when I first started covering Congress, approaching Ted Kennedy for a quote, feeling that almost adolescent mix of overconfidence and shaky apprehension, only to have my anxiety completely diffused by Kennedy's patient and forthright response. And he would talk about anything, not just the politics and policy of the day, but their place in the long narrative of American history. Years later, in April 2006, I was filling in as the host of The Diane Rehm Show, and Ted Kennedy was my guest for a full hour. The end of that discussion came back to me this morning when I heard of his death. I'd asked him about how the greatest politicians inspire people and how that's changed over time.
People understand narratives. People understand stories. People understand an explanation about where this story started, where it is, and where it's going to go, rather than just listening to policy declarations and statements. I think people are listening differently, and I think politicians have to sort of understand that and respond and be able to appeal to those kinds of those changes. And that's something. I don't think that's inconsistent with eloquence and with passion. Combination. You need passion about so people know that you care, and you need eloquence to be able to put words together that are going to appeal to individuals. And so often, it's the simplest assemblage of words that are the most appealing. That was true about Dr. King, certainly Winston Churchill, and I think to some extent, certainly President Kennedy, when ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. It's a simple statement. Everyone can understand using simple words, but it has a resonance that'll go on for generations.
So who do you look to?
Well, in terms of inspiration, I read both poetry and I read history. And I find that I've just now about finished with Doris Goodwin's book about Lincoln. And you read about Seward and you read about Chase and you read about Bates and you read about Lincoln and you find and how they appeal to people and at another time, at another age, and their eloquence still is powerful and it's inspiring and inspires me. I hope to be able to do that in my own state.
That was Senator Ted Kennedy speaking with me on The Diane Rehm Show in April of 2006. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Neil Conan is back tomorrow. I'm Andrea Seabrook.